Kind of like listening to two crazy homeless people fight over a dead pigeon, but three times as magical. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour featuring Derek Knight and Colin Burton. And since we've got nothing better for you, and since I already mentioned it, here's Derek Knight. And time permits, Colin Burton.
And I guarantee you that time will permit. This is Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, is Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, how'd you like that new intro?
Yeah, it was just awesome, except at first it blew out my ears, but...
Yay!
Why is it so good?
Yay! That's exactly what I aim for, is to injure you while we're doing the podcast.
I know. You're...
And speaking of which, this is number 50, episode 50 of the big podcast. We've been doing this thing for almost a year, and guess what happens when we reach number 52?
I retire.
Yeah. No, that was not part of the deal. What happens when we reach number 52, or what may be number 51, depending, is we reach a whole year of doing these crazy, stupid little podcasts in our spare time.
Yeah.
Aren't you excited?
Thrilled, yeah.
Don't you feel like you've grown as a performer?
Not really, no.
No?
No, not really.
No, I haven't learned anything.
No.
I'm not a better person.
No.
You've just taken up all my time, Derek. That's all you've done.
Yeah, for a year.
And many years after this, because we're going places, man.
are we? Well, I know you're going out of town this weekend.
I am going out of town. In fact, I'm going to go to Phoenix, Arizona, actually Scottsdale. But have you ever been to Phoenix?
Not since I was a kid. Like maybe
how, so
10,
how long
10
ago
or
has
11.
It? So it's been a long goddamn time.
Yeah, like 28 that, years. So.
I haven't been to Phoenix since 2002. I went down and played in the reason I'm going down now, my wife and I both are playing in a hockey tournament, the Arizona Hockey Classic. It happens every year on Memorial Day weekend, and it's really a great tournament. It's run by California Hockey Productions, and, you know, they haven't paid me anything. In fact, I had to pay them to play in their little tournament, so I'm still going to give them a plug. Go to hockeyturney.com. And if you're a hockey player, and since we only have a handful of listeners, I think the odds are that I'm probably the only hockey player listening. I have to listen because I have to do it. Anyway, if you're a hockey player and you want to play in a tournament and you got to, you know, put a team together, go to hockeyturney.com. They got one coming up in Las Vegas, I think in October or November. And it's just a whole lot of fun. There's several divisions. You go down, we're going to stay at the Scottsdale Plaza. We've got a King Villa suite we're going to stay in. It's apparently a really... really nice hotel. People have said that it's right up there. We were going to stay at the Westin because they're famous for their, you know, nice beds, and we wanted to stay in a place where we could have a good night's sleep, especially considering you have to play at least three games of hockey while we're down there. But we were convinced instead to go with the Scottsdale Plaza. Saved a little bit of money over the Westin, and since, you know, both of our respective teams are all staying at the Scottsdale Plaza, we kind of caved so that, you know, we wouldn't be the odd geeks out staying somewhere other than the rest of the team.
Right. This way you can party easier.
That's right. Party all the time. Much like Kevin Kirkus. Or is it David Kirk? I can't remember. It's that Kirkus fella who was just recently picked up for assault and might not have a future with the Denver Broncos. But we're not talking about sports. No. We're talking about...
We were just talking about hockey. What do you mean we're not talking about sports?
You're right. Let's talk more about hockey, because I just got finished watching the NHL playoffs game, the Ducks versus the Wings. It was Game 6. And the Red Wings, while they mounted a furious comeback, still fell to the Ducks and were eliminated from the playoffs. 4-3 was the final score. So the Anaheim Ducks, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, and they're no longer called the Mighty Ducks, but they're the Anaheim Ducks. They will play the Ottawa Senators for the Stanley Cup.
I'm just glad it's not the Red Wings.
That's right. Anybody but the Red Wings. How do I hate thee? Let me count the ways. And as if it weren't the Red Wings, they acquired Todd Bertuzzi. And I'm sure you know the history of why I hate Todd Bertuzzi.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to rehash what he did to Steve Moore and why I hate him, but that's just one more notch in the belt. Why should I hate Detroit? I can't even count the reasons. And so, yes, I do hate Detroit. So it was nice to see them defeated by the Anaheim Ducks. So the Ducks will play Ottawa in the Stanley Cup Finals. And so that should start in just a few days.
Hello.
Yellow.
You just totally cut out on me.
Really? Well,
Flip
I'm still here
switch.
And you're
Flip
still
the
here.
Switch. What'd you do?
Are you here?
I can hear nothing.
It's like, what, cracklings? Colin apparently was disconnected via the Skypes, which is the way we... do these little podcasts, and it really is what fucking up my universe, because I was expecting to not do too much editing to this podcast. But Colin, you on?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Yeah, as I was telling the listening audience, you dropping off of Skype or losing me and then having to drop off is really fucking up my universe, because I was hoping to just run this one raw and not do too much editing to it, as I really need to get to bed.
I'm sorry about that.
Not so now I at least have to cut out part of that segment.
I tried.
But since I'm explaining it, maybe I don't have to.
Maybe not. Yeah. Let's just roll. What I was going to say
What were we talking about when you lost it?
Red Wings and how much they suck. When I was going to say that Justin's having a problem with a kid at his school who stole one of his books, and the kid's last name is Drury.
Drury?
Yeah.
But Drury's a good name.
Well,
Drury is a player that used to play for the Avalanche and plays for Buffalo, but Buffalo was eliminated by Ottawa.
Okay, well.
So, therefore, that story made very little sense.
I guess I'll have to edit it out.
I guess maybe I won't. So your kid is having his book stolen at school?
He had a book stolen, yeah. One of his own paperback book.
And which one? What was it? What's the book in question?
The book is called Armor. Armor. With it. So.
Well, but maybe one of the handful of people in our listening audience will. So maybe you should be a little bit more specific. Elaborate. Who is this book by?
I'm trying to remember. I knew it before. John Stakely, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So this kid stole his book. How do you know he stole his book?
Well, he saw the kid with it, and it's not a very common book. And the kid said that he bought it the night before.
Ah, so.
And then when Justin tried calling this kid's house to speak to his mom, the kid fessed up, said he did take it, and he was leaving it the lost and found. And
but today, he hasn't yet?
No. Now, and tomorrow's the last day of school. So I got to listen to Justin intimidate this kid over the phone. You better bring it. You better bring it. So.
Yeah, that's funny, considering your kid is nothing if not unintimidating.
Well, if you're intimidated by size, he's taller than me.
Yeah, well, if you're intimidated by sheer size, I mean, people would be afraid of, you know, like the great hippopotamus. When we all know the hippopotamus is as docile as a kitten.
Yes, well, anyway.
Also, if you were afraid of size, you would never, ever eat a Quick Burger. Those things are giant.
And that has nothing to do with anything. Why would you even start talking about a Quick Burger?
Well, I was trying to think of something that was large but couldn't kill you with, like, teeth or power.
Oh, no.
You know, I was trying to, because the rhinoceri are not as docile as kittens. They could hurt you. And I'm just trying to think of something that's very large but yet gentle, docile, not prone to attack.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Wrong! They proved in Ghostbusters 1 that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man could wreak havoc on an entire populace if conditions were right.
Anyway.
I don't think your kid could. I'm calling him out. I want to see him destroy a populace.
I'll see if I can get him to hit you the next time you come over or something. How about that?
Yeah. I don't think that'll happen. And even if it did, I doubt I'd feel it.
Okay.
Does he even know how to hit?
I don't know.
You know, it's not as simple as just, you know, hitting somebody. You actually have to understand the, you know, how to hit somebody without hurting yourself.
Right.
Have you taught him how to box? Because I don't think you know how.
No.
Has he been hanging out with Trevor? Because, you know, Trevor kind of knows how. Calling him out, too.
Go for it.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. And besides, you know, he's a fluff ball. He's a fluff ball. But what we're going to talk about right now from this point on is the plague. The Black Death has come to Denver, and Denver is a mere hour north of where we sit right now. The plague was first discovered in squirrels, and as we know, squirrels are unpredictable and violent and dangerous and fast. And so if it's in squirrels, it could be anywhere by now. And a monkey at the Denver Zoo died and was confirmed to have the plague. The Black Death is in the squirrels and the monkeys in Denver. And Denver is a mere hour north of where we sit right now.
And we were just in Denver yesterday.
Oh, my God, we were. Oh, Jesus, we could all.
You were petting that.
Oh, God, I was. Ooh, damn it. We could all have the plague at this point. Damn.
That might explain why I can't taste anything right now.
That's the first symptom of the plague. The Black Death. You've got it, Colin. It's the squirrels and the monkeys. That's the plague update on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Tune in next time when we talk about how much closer the plague is to where we sit right now.
I might already have it.
are you having like hemorrhagic fever or any sort of boils showing up or discoloration of the skin or spots in front of your eyes? Or are you emitting a smell of decay?
Well, not yet, but my daughter does have a 102-degree fever right now.
Plague.
So
it's the plague.
Could be Black Death.
Black Death visits the Burton household.
Okay. What do you know? The phone is ringing.
Perfect timing. Why don't you answer it?
It's probably Jordan's mom finding out about her fever.
Tell her it's the plague. It's like, hello, Jordan's mom. Jordan's got the plague. Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Right.
No?
No.
I think that's a fine plan myself.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
I do.
Okay, hang on one second.
Okay, and Colin is back, ladies and gentlemen, and I was looking at my notes trying to figure out what exactly I wrote for the next thing I wanted to talk about, and I couldn't read it.
Ah, so it's about bad handwriting, is that it?
It is. It's apparently about my poor penmanship, but no, what it is, it's the back rub story. Since you mentioned it in the comments, and since I said it doesn't really translate well to just typing, it would be something that would be much better delivered in a vocal style. Why don't you go ahead and tell the little tale?
Because I'm not so good at telling tales.
That's exactly why I want you to tell it.
All right. We were having lunch at Culver's. It was me, Derek, and Ray. And Ray's lunch and my lunch arrived much earlier than Derek's, and all Derek was having was a salad.
A big salad. It's actually
it's
a Cobb salad, but it had edamame and some other very strange non-Cobb salad-like ingredients in it.
Right. So I finished,
but I still ate it.
Yes. So I finished my burger somewhat early, and Derek was sitting there all kind of hunched over his food, and he says, you know, Colin, since you're done eating, and I immediately replied with, I'm not giving you a back rub.
And yes, all I intended to say for Colin was to thrill us with a story.
Right.
Tell us a tale, spin us a yarn, and instead of allowing me to get to the crux of what I was saying, he cut me off and immediately assumed that I was requesting a back rub, which, of course, I was not. But this sent the table into hysterics.
Say that now.
It also made Ray a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, you know, whatever makes Ray uncomfortable. That's
right. Since we've covered that, and quite anticlimactically, I might add, you are now officially, as we've talked about on earlier podcasts, a dog person.
Right.
And this is actually National Dog Bite Prevention Week.
Is it?
What have you done to be a responsible dog owner this week?
I've not let my dog bite anybody.
Congratulations. Does your dog ever go outside, actually?
Yes, he does. We go for walks.
Really? So you do actually roll the dice and take that beast out in public where he could, in fact, maul small children or bite the elderly that live in the same complex as you?
Yeah, but you see, he's not big enough to overpower me. He's tried.
Oh, has he? He's tried to assert himself, and you have decided to drop the hammer, lay down the law, show him who's boss?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Why? This surprises me.
It does.
It went pretty well. So far, it's gone pretty well. He hasn't bitten anybody.
Yeah.
So.
Has he bitten you?
No.
No? Has he bitten anybody in the house?
No.
No?
No.
Is he just a pansy dog? A wussy dog that can't assert himself?
Well, he scares you when you come over, so...
No, he doesn't scare me. He annoys me with his mere being.
Right.
That's the problem I have with dogs, is just their mere presence, just the fact that they're breathing, pisses me off. That's how much I hate dogs. And I know that that's probably a side of things that you'll never quite understand, but no. I hate dogs. It's not that I'm fearful of them. It's that I think they are worthless wastes of space, creatures that have no business being on the earth, kind of like spiders. I don't like spiders much. I think dogs are kind of, they have no redeeming qualities. People say, oh, but they're so cute and they're furry and they love you. No, they don't. They have no redeeming qualities. They might as well just die.
All right, crazy person.
Yes, I'm crazy. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, you are so cruel and heartless. How can you be so mean? Well, I can tell you this, that as I mentioned earlier on my blog, I think it was this week, that I hate dogs because they tend to attack me. And, you know, it's not like I'm going out and whacking them with sticks or provoking them. They just do it. And, you know, what the hell?
So,
why don't you tell me why that is?
Basically, you hate dogs the way the French people hate Germans.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And the Poles hate the Germans the same way. I'm just sitting there minding my own business, and goddamn, here comes the Blitzkrieg.
I can't tell you why you hate dogs. You're just strange, really.
No.
I guess it's because you've been bitten a few times.
Yes, more than a few.
Well?
Has anything ever bitten you?
Stay out of the dog's mouth. You know what? Yeah,
well,
actually.
Why? No, that's not my responsibility. It's the dog's responsibility exist.
No. It's your responsibility.
I can walk down the goddamn street in this country because it is a free country without fear. Look. I should be able to without fear of a dog running out of a garage and biting me. Now, if I were in that garage beating up the owner, sure, then the dog would probably have cause to attack me because it would be protecting its you know, property, its owner, its loved ones, whatever.
Yeah,
I would understand that.
I can walk down the street and not worry about a dog rushing out and attacking me.
But what happens? You know, you get back to me the first time it happens to you, and then we'll see if your tune changes, mister.
Okay, I've only been bitten by a dog once that I can think of. That was
and what'd you
was
do to provoke
little.
It?
I was little. I was like four or five years old, and it was my babysitter's wiener dog, and he bit my ear and tore it.
Wow, but, what'd you do to make him bite you? Or was it just an example of why dogs shouldn't exist?
I think it was just a dumb, bad dog. But
see? And that's
unfortunately
is the majority of dogs.
I was not scarred to the point where I hate dogs like you do. It's just
weird. Should. You should hate them. Why do you like them?
Because dogs are great.
Why? What do dogs give you that you can't get from anywhere else?
They're fun to have around. I just like
so is an Nintendo Wii.
You can't hug a Wii.
Oh yes, you can. It doesn't really, you know, give you a warm fuzzy feeling, but you could hug. Why?
Whereas
what,
a
do
dog
you
does give you a warm fuzzy feeling.
Yes, but are you that desperate for affection and attention and affirmation that you have to hug a dirty animal?
Of course.
Absolutely. I am a complete loser, and I require animals in my household to validate my existence. Thank you for asking.
Look at me knocking your argument out from under you. You got nowhere to go with it. I'm just cutting you off cold.
I'll agree and be done. Sure, cut me off cold by admitting that you're codependent. You're dependent upon a mangy animal that could turn on you and destroy you at any second.
Seeing as I haven't had a dog in, like, over 7 years, I think I'm not that dependent, but I do like having a dog.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because it's
I mean,
nice.
Why?
It's nice to have a
I mean,
around.
Why? What goes through somebody's mind when they say, you know what, my life's not complete. I need to bring a poop factory into the house, and I don't mean a child.
Yeah, but that's just it. I've had children, too. Poop factories galore. So having a poop factory in the house doesn't bother me, especially since he doesn't poop in the house. And then I have my
but what
son.
If he did?
Well, then we'd have problems that I would require training. But
and why would you want to waste your time trying to train an untrainable animal?
Why do you play hockey?
Because it is fun. Because
exactly.
It is fine exercise, and it's in my blood.
Well, maybe dogs are in my blood.
Maybe. Maybe if we researched the Burton line, it would be people who are dependent upon animals to validate themselves.
Ah, good Lord.
Also have a tendency to associate with poop factories. Surrounding themselves with fecal matter. That's the Burton way.
Oh, good God, man.
No, I really want to know. What kind of thought process leads to somebody sitting down and saying, you know what, I really want to commit money, time, and effort to bring an animal into my house.
And at the same time, you commit money, time, and effort into playing hockey, learning hockey, getting better at hockey, and I don't see it. I don't see the point in it. I wouldn't do it.
Well, this is probably because you're afraid to get hurt.
No. Well, maybe you're afraid of dogs because you're afraid to get hurt.
Well, I certainly, you know, one of the kinds of being hurt that I really don't like is ripped flesh. Yes, that really pisses me
Yet
off.
Yet at the same time, you had a hockey puck cut your head open.
That is, you know,
which
sometimes
is far more injuries
that's going to happen.
Which I've never gotten from a dog, really. I mean, my ear, sure, he tore the lobe a bit, but not the same as a big gash on the head that requires stitches.
Well, but, you know. Things like that are going to happen. I mean, I understood what I was getting into when I signed up for it.
And you do it because you enjoy it and you want to do it. And the same with me and having a dog.
You enjoy it and you want to do it?
You suck. Did I mention I'm retiring?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to cash in my 401k from from the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power.
The Son of Cheese Half Hour Power. Good luck.
Yeah, and I'm going to move to an island in the Caribbean and relax.
And never think of podcasts again. And exactly. You know what? I'm really surprised that you went the direction of hockey and not the most obvious direction.
What, cats?
With your argument.
What obvious direction? You have nothing.
Cats.
Living in your... You don't have cats. You're allergic to cats.
I'm allergic to every animal.
And I know you like cats, but still, I was trying to go with something that you enjoy, that you like doing, that you spend money on. I was basically taking what you were throwing at me and putting it back into something that you do. You don't spend money on cats. You don't have cats. You may
not
like
anymore.
Cats, but...
I do. Well, I really like my parents' cat.
Right.
I'd have a cat, but it's just too much work to have a pet.
Well, there you go then.
I go.
Yeah, I don't feel it's too much work to have a pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel you can commit enough time and love to this pet that it won't become all crazy and die of heartbrokenness?
Yeah. Not to mention I'm not the only one here giving him love. It's not like he's my dog and nobody else touch him, nobody else look at him, nobody else play with him.
Don't look at me!
Right.
I'm Colin's dog. Don't touch me, pet me, play with me. Only Colin can play with me.
Yeah.
Also, Soylent Green is people.
You're a freak.
I can understand how a pet can become a part of the family. I can understand how you can be attached to a pet. What I don't understand is that component, that pet being a dog. I can't grasp that concept.
Would you have a pig?
Pig is a food animal, man. That's an eaten animal. I explained this on another podcast on a blog entry a long time ago.
Of meat is a food animal.
Oh yeah, dogs are food animals too, definitely.
And people. You've mentioned before that people are made of meat.
People are made of meat. You know, only in the most extreme circumstances, I believe we should be allowed to eat eat each other. But, I mean, if you're a member of an Argentinian soccer team that crashes in the Andes, why not? Go for it. If you're a member of the Donner Party, you might have to. But outside of that, I'm really not going to run down the street, find the first homeless person I see, and take a bite out of his leg. That's just improper.
Yeah, but I also don't see you running up and down the block eating the dogs either, so that argument doesn't really hold.
No, it does hold, and I'll tell you why it would hold, is because if I did that, I would be arrested for cruelty to animals. Now, you tell me why.
So you're saying that's the only thing keeping you from running up and down the street eating people's dogs?
Yes, because it's against the law. Because it's against the law is the only reason I won't do it.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you're a law-abiding citizen.
On the other hand, I can take as many bites as I want out of a pig or a cow because that is thoroughly acceptable in our society. Even a rabbit. And I know you had a rabbit as a pet, and I find rabbits to be very cute and very, you know, great pets, but they're also good eaten. And I think the fact that they're better eaten than they are pets. Let me put it that way.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I was picturing you driving along the side of a pasture, seeing a cow and thinking, I'm feeling a bit peckish.
That's
I think
right.
I'll pull over and take a couple bites out of that cow.
Here I come, Bessie.
That's
right.
Me.
Well, I'm glad it did.
Yeah.
But it also, you know, it also serves to illustrate my point that if, you know, there are, I mean, certain countries that we consider backward, they eat dogs. And you know what? It's good. I'm sure it's okay. There's also certain countries that we consider to be backward that won't eat cows because they consider them sacred. Well, guess what? I can't help them, but, you know, I'm really all for the societies that will eat dogs.
The dog-eating society is more on the ball than the cow non-eating society. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That they've got the true calling of humanity to consume everything around you that has meat.
Well, not to go offending people who don't believe in Jesus, but in the Bible, God tells us, gives us all the, you know, animals of the field, the beasts of the field, and the fowl, and the, you know, birds, they're all under our dominion to do with as we please. Our nourishment.
Well, wait a minute, do as you please, couldn't that also mean sex? I mean...
Well, now, I think it was more for sustainment of life, not for pleasure. I'd have to really go back and reread it, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say no. You're not allowed to F the sheep, okay? Oh, wait, we've got an explicit tag. Why do you want to fuck sheep, Colin?
I don't. I'm just, you're the one talking about sheep. I'm saying.
No, actually, sheep is really your thing.
Not really.
You asked Kathy about just waking up so at the Lincoln Memorial with the sheep.
The thought of anybody doing that is just so funny to me. I don't know why. It's funny that there's comedy.
That there's banging
now,
sheep
actually,
is comedy.
Now, actually, watching them do it, no, that wouldn't amuse me so much, but...
You're just thinking
thought of it is
but from
hilarious.
Which side is it funny to you? Is it funny because of the horror to the sheep, or because of the depravity or desperation of that them
I'd
who would bang
the desperation
the sheep.
Of the person? Yeah, that.
Do you find you find abject desperation funny?
Well, apparently, there's that.
If you say it that way, damn it! What were we talking about?
You were talking about how dogs are meat.
Food. That's right, food. And yes, the only reason I won't eat those dogs that attacked me near where I work is because that would get me thrown in jail. However, I could go eat a cow.
Well,
that won't get me thrown in jail.
It will if it's not your cow.
Well, it's not like I own any cows, but I could certainly go buy a part of a cow that I, you know, didn't own and eat it.
That's up for sale.
Right.
Right.
So, I could eat cows that I don't own. I just rent a little piece of it, and it's good. You show me where I can rent a piece of a dog that I don't own and eat it.
Apparently that country that you were talking about there.
It's somewhere in Asia, I'm sure. I mean, like Ray Louise informed us that he had some dog on his visit to China, and he said it was a little chewy and not all that enjoyable.
Right.
I think he's underselling it. I think he wants it all for himself.
Yeah, but this is the same person who likes bird drop soup or whatever that is. So,
well, no, it's not that he likes it. It's that he wants to try the bird's nest soup just because of its status as a delicacy. I think it's more its unattainability.
But what about
than
baby?
The fact that what about baby?
Well, baby.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. That's what I can tell you.
Baby might be a delicacy somewhere. You never know.
Maybe in hell. I already told you, unless, you know, there's two specific instances where you're allowed to eat human meat, and I don't find myself in one of them.
In one of them, but the other one you do?
Either one of them.
Oh, okay.
And I never will. Because I'm not Argentinian, I don't play soccer, and I'm not a member of the Donner Party.
Right.
Oh, also, my name, not Alfred Packer.
Right.
And besides, Alfred Packer never ate those folks. He subsisted on shoe leather.
Of course.
They all just, you know,
they didn't think to eat the soccer players. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Argentinians, I mean.
That's right. They were waiting for the Argentinians, and they never showed. That's why they
don't. No. I'm saying the Argentinians didn't think to start with the soccer balls. Follow his...
Yeah, but see, I don't think their soccer balls were made of leather. They were probably made of a synthetic, non-edible material that forced them to immediately go for the human flesh.
Well, damn, you're probably right. Hmm.
Yeah, I know. Don't you hate it when I'm right?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, let's go on to a less controversial topic. How about politics?
Okay.
What do you think of the Democratic candidates that are moving to the forefront, namely Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? Personally, I mean, I don't know enough about Barack Obama to say one way or another whether I'd vote for him. I certainly don't know enough about any of the Republican candidates to tell you whether or not I'd vote for him, but I do know this. I will never, ever support Hillary Clinton in any capacity whatsoever.
And I'm afraid I won't either. I mean,
not even if you get Bubba. Not even if you get Bubba.
No.
No, you didn't like Bubba?
It doesn't matter. I don't like Hillary Clinton.
But why?
So.
Why don't you like Hillary Clinton, Colin? It's not enough to say, I don't like this. I want you to offer up concrete reasons why.
Well, since you're talking over me, fuck you. I'm not gonna. So what do you think of that?
I'm done talking over you.
Are you?
Yeah. Why don't you like Hillary Clinton?
I don't like her attitude toward gaming, to be honest. That's where it kind of hits home with me.
Oh, I see.
I don't feel that she's open-minded enough to... be worth a damn.
Now, don't you think that that's just pretty much born of her relative ignorance of the real world? I mean, you're talking about a person who...
I think she did it for political purposes is why I think she did it.
Unique inner ignorance.
Nah, she's not unique there.
Unfortunately not.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see who the eventual candidates are, and then I will decide then what I'm going to do.
Are you going to vote libertarian?
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, your vote is yours, but which way are you leaning? That's what I want to know.
Does that...
Come on, which way are you leaning?
Which way am I leaning?
Which way are you leaning? Left or right? Or in the middle?
Either left or middle. I can't see me leaning right, to be honest. Not the way they are these
days. Oh, that's just wrong.
No, it isn't.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I just remember in the last election, you were extremely happy when Bush won, and now you're not quite so happy. So.
Yeah, well, what was the alternative?
Not Bush.
Not Bush. You're one of the anybody but Bushers, huh?
Well, for the last 8 years, yeah.
But see, doesn't that just smack of ignorance?
No.
Anybody but.
No.
Anybody but could get you somebody worse.
It could.
And speaking of getting something worse, I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Colin Burton has joined us once again from FizzlingPop.com.
Goodbye, everyone.
And we's leaving. In fact, I'm leaving town. I don't know if there's going to be a podcast next week, but we'll see. Anyway, thanks for joining us, and we might see you back again next Wednesday.